It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the Black Oak Casino Concert Series at the Westside Pavilion is wrapping up a successful year two. It's brought some buzz and new visitors to the region. And this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are going to hear about the economic impact of the series and the trickle-down effect it has had on local businesses. We're pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by Leif Kruger, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Black Oak Casino Resort, Lisa Mayo, who is the President and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Cole Prisabilla, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
I'll start first with Leif Kruger with Black Oak Casino Resort. The concert series is coming to a close this weekend. Have things gone as you hoped and expected?
Yeah, I think on a whole they have. We've had 12 shows with all different kinds of talent, ranging from country western. We just had Peter Frampton last weekend. And, of course, Pitbull and Snoop Dogg were part of the mix this year. And a lot of successes. Still a lot of learning to do, too, though.
So what were some of the most popular shows then?
I would say that Pitbull and Snoop Dogg were the two most popular, and Peter Frampton and Jason Bonham and the Led Zeppelin Experience. About 5,000 people for those shows. Actually sold out for Snoop Dogg at close to 6,000.
That's great. You know, besides the concert series, how is the Westside Grounds being used for other events in the community?
Well, I know it's getting used more and more as we mature. It's available for rent through TEDA, Tuolumne Economic Development Authority, out there at Westside. But we've had some fundraisers out there. Meals on Wheels had their event out there in September, or actually, I think it was August.
Westside Brewfest as well?
Yeah.
And then do you foresee it becoming kind of a destination spot for nonprofits and fundraisers and that type of thing?
Yeah, I think as long as it doesn't affect the concert series, and the hard part about that is we don't know when a concert's going to be until they tell us a concert's going to be there, and it kind of limits the availability of booking an event in advance, because we might not know, you know, 90 days out before a concert's there, and we obviously want to use the grounds to generate as much revenue as we can for ourselves and Tuolumne County.
You know, you mentioned Snoop Dogg being the sellout this year. What was that experience like to have all those people out at the grounds?
It was fantastic. The energy was amazing. We had literally 6,000 people in the venue, and not one fight, no issues with guests. Snoop was a little tardy getting up on stage for a few minutes, but we got through that. But again, no problems whatsoever. I know there was some concerns about bringing Snoop in here, and by far one of the easiest shows we've ever done.
You know, the venue itself, you know, how does it compare to others across Northern California? Do you feel it ranks towards the top?
I do, and actually we were nominated for an award for Amphitheater of the Year, and we find out next Wednesday night if we won it. We're at the Global Gaming Expo in Las Vegas next week. We're going to the award ceremony, and we are one of three across the entire country.
That's pretty exciting news.
Yeah.
What, did a lot go into developing this venue a couple years ago?
Yeah, it sure did. I believe it was February of 2018. It was a dirt field. And by May 25th, Justin Moore was playing there to 4,000 people. So a lot of work went into the creation of it, and it still happens. It's a work in progress. The venue is never done. We're always making improvements to it. We're always trying to find out from our guests and our team members what works best for them and what they like, so that we can try and be the venue of choice. The same thing we've done with the casino over the last 18 and a half years.
Have you heard some pretty good feedback from the performers who have been here?
Oh, absolutely. Our performers, a lot of the performers have, you know, managers or agents that represent other people, and we are getting repeat business from the managers and the agents because they're with different acts. So we haven't had a repeat performer yet, but I see in our future having one for 2020.
Going to some of the shows, I've been impressed with the performers. They can pronounce Tuolumne, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we had this last weekend when Peter Frampton was there, his son was the opening act before Jason Bonham, and he was very energetic and saying, "What's up, Tulum?" But the crowd didn't let him get away with it very long. They corrected him within like two songs. So
I'll turn over to Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. You know, what kind of figures have you collected when it comes to the economic impact of the series?
Yeah, so when we talk about economic impact, what we're really interested in from a county level is the direct impact. There are a lot of downstream economic impacts, but those are a lot more variable and a little bit harder to calculate on a kind of short-term basis. So what we did is just look at how many people came to the concert series, how many of those were local, how many came from out of town, how many can you expect or calculate to or expect that are going to stay the night. And that's what we're really interested in, is who's staying and how they're spending their money. So when it comes down to it, and you kind of look at all those numbers, you can almost put together that this is a $750,000 economic impact for Tuolumne County. And then when it comes to an actual county level, as a county employee, I'm also interested in how much we can actually expect at the county level of TOT and sales tax, and that's about a $75,000 return for the county itself.
Turn over to Lisa Mayo. What have you heard in regards to from the lodging community?
Well, in unofficial polls, the lodging community has done really well by these concerts. They've had weekends when they're booked that maybe they wouldn't normally be booked. The concerts going into October have definitely extended the tourism season, so to speak. We obviously like to think it's a year-round tourism season, but it's been great for our lodging, for our restaurants, for all the businesses, and just really exposing Tuolumne County to the world out there.
And do you think there's some trickle-down effect to the other tourism industry businesses in the county?
I absolutely do. And while some people may come up and stay the night and then head right home, you know, hopefully they're getting gas here, they're going to have breakfast, they're going to have dinner, that type of thing. But not only that, we're looking at people that are going to, you know, maybe this was their first time here and they didn't realize, wow, this is just an hour and a half from where I live and look how beautiful it is. They're going to come back.
Go back to Cole Prisabella. Do you know at this point, you know, people who came to the concert series, were they primarily from out of town? Were they locals? What have you found?
Right. So what we found is primarily the concert series are attended by out-of-town guests. So Lisa's absolutely right that a lot of times this is the Valley, the Bay Area coming up, maybe for the first time or coming up to Tuolumne County. And you can attribute about 20% to the concert series as local Tuolumne County residents.
And then, Leif Kruger, did you get to points where lodging was hard for some of the bigger shows that were sellouts or near sellouts?
We get to that point on every single show. You know, we have a 148-room hotel, and we sell out. Once we announce the show, we're sold out because we're holding rooms for the artists and things like that. And we also get into, you know, issues with, you know, sometimes the artist demands change, and we need more rooms. So we've gone through a couple times where we've actually tried to find rooms in the county, and it's very difficult on our show nights.
I think quite a few people are coming to Airbnbs and those type of things as well.
I do.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We're talking about the economic impact of the Black Oak Casino Concert Series at the Westside Pavilion on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio this weekend by Leif Kruger, who is with Black Oak Casino Resort. He is the Executive Director of Marketing. Lisa Mayo, who is the President and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. And Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.